This episode of LMPF is brought to you by A Modern Profession. Visit amodernprofession.com for more amazing San Diego podcasts, and also visit all of our social media sites. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at LMPF Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Life Moves Pretty Fast, or you can email us the old-fashioned way at lmpfpodcast@gmail.com. We're tired of saying it. If you can't find us now, it's on you. Now buckle up, kids. It's time for another episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
This is the third time I've read it. I was like, the election, I was kind of anxious yesterday. So I read Siddhartha. I've been sitting there at work. I've been working at work.
Right.
I almost didn't miss a show. But
are you afraid your other professors are going to listen to the podcast?
I was at SeaWorld today, actually.
Oh.
Got it.
Yeah. But I should be. I almost missed a show. But what? I was reading Siddhartha. Have you guys read Siddhartha?
I don't know who that is.
I've never even heard of
it. I'm going to be insanely ignorant right now. I don't know who that is.
No, it's not. It's Hermann Hesse. He's a Swedish guy, and he wrote about Buddhism. And it's about this this journey this guy named Siddhartha takes in terms of enlightenment. It's really, really cool. It's like a classic.
You'll have to let me know which, book that...
I'll gift it to you.
Oh, no. You don't have to gift it to me.
I'll give it to you both.
Okay.
Ew.
Hey, if you use those pipes of yours, we can talk about it.
Now betting.
Oh, here we go.
I need a minute.
All right, here we go. This is a big night, boys.
Yes.
We are here.
Welcome to it. Election headquarters.
That's right.
Up in the treehouse.
The shit show has begun. We are at, what is it right now? 6:22 p.m. And it's getting real, real interesting, yes. Real fast.
I'm getting nervous about Tim, honestly.
Tim is real nervous right now.
Tim is eating his shirt right now, actually.
The early numbers from those countries out east and in the Midwest, they're looking pretty red.
Yeah.
It's very red. Well, the center of the country, we knew most of it was going to be red anyway. And the south, most of the south.
And, only 11% or something are reporting.
Yeah.
So it's still early.
My favorite fact so far was, what was it? It was Trump is projected to win Mississippi with 1% of the votes turned in.
It was like 400 people voted in. He's already projected.
It's like, we think Trump's got it. Although it is Mississippi. So
it's
probably
Mississippi.
I'd throw money down on a Vegas line on Mississippi going red. Get us some new fancy updated equipment.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. 5 minutes in. What the ballots was opening, 5 minutes, Mississippi wins.
Right. Shut it down. They actually don't even open. They just mail them.
They got mail? I think they called Mississippi at 7:04 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
I probably did.
Yeah.
Pony Express.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McEvely.
Mike Bissett.
And we got a very special guest, Maddie Boy. I've wanted you to come on for a while.
Yeah.
And we keep saying, this is a treat. Yeah, we got to do the podcast. But I just couldn't ever find the right time. And I think tonight's the right time.
It is the right time tonight.
Right. We got Alan Alda.
The night time is the right time. Is.
He's here.
Alan Alda, everybody. Let's clap him in. Matt Thompson, everybody.
Hey!
Professor. Professor Matt Thompson.
Oh, that's what the ladies say.
He's a he has 3 doctorates in politics.
political science and science of politics.
Yeah.
And fencing.
I'm a badass fencer.
Saber.
Yeah, yes. You should see me with a long staff.
You can parry and thrust.
Yes, parry.
You are good at thrusting.
Yes,
you learned that from Robin Hood Men in Tights, didn't you?
No. No. Fun fact you may not have known about. I fenced in college.
Did you?
Really?
You know how to epee and all this stuff.
I know how to epee.
Oh, very, very
absolutely.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah, I was good, too.
Was this like a sport that you played and I could try it, or was it just like an elective because you knew something?
It was an elective that turned into a hobby.
Was it a fight afterwards? Like, I'm going to fence you after school.
Oh, yeah. It was meet under the bleachers and let's fence. And you had to bring your mask and you had to bring your own saber.
Oh, you lost me at mask, pussy.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure it was legit. We had the little Asian guy in the middle, like, putting his hands up, whoever had right of way. So, fencing is a very complicated sport. It's not as cool as Jedi lightsaber fighting.
No. Or a knife fight.
Best fencing thing that I know of was the girl, I forget where she was from, in the Olympics,
who had her cell phone on her.
During, oh, really?
During a fencing match, and the fucking cell phone went off.
Really?
She was awarded a point for that.
So yeah, so it's like, yeah, you're going for the gold.
Wow,
there she is. So and so, fencing for the gold.
Well, you guys are fun.
Hold on, I got to take this.
Hang on. Yeah, I have right of way, so hang on.
Yeah, so we're going to get a little loopy with this one. I mean, I think as far as like political stuff goes, I think we're all on the same page.
And I think it's a perfect metaphor for the entire election season is just loopy. Like, can we just get this done already?
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited right now, because I want – this is the lion tamer at the circus.
Tim's making coffee.
He said it's going to be a long night. And yeah, Tim, can I have a cup of that coffee?
Do you want to fence some of this off? We can fence if you want. I'm really frustrated.
There's a couple of brooms over there in the kitchen. We could have a fight.
Cut the bristles off and go at it.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is like the ultimate final act of the circus. I feel like the first debate was like maybe the clowns getting out of the car and spraying each other with the little flower lapels. Two was maybe trapeze.
Too bad it wasn't full of acid.
Yeah, yeah.
Two was trapeze. Three was like, I don't know. A bunch of people dancing, and tonight is the fucking lion and tiger tamers.
Yes.
Until tomorrow when the revolution starts, no matter who wins.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. I just got a cup of coffee here. Thank you. I drink it black. I feel like whoever wins tonight, we're going to see the revolution tomorrow, and it's going to be loud.
Oh, there's
going
to be huge changes, and no matter what happens, no matter who wins. And to be honest, I put my vote in less than an hour ago, but whoever wins, the whole world is going to swing in a very, very different direction.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that no matter how all the government and policies and economics and everything goes, people are still going to be assholes. So no matter what happens, all of our social media is going to be ridiculous. It's still going to be equally as annoying as it was yesterday, 6 months ago. It's going to probably be even worse because now people are going to feel super offended that they're
told you so.
Yeah, it's going to be I told you so, or they're going to be like genuinely upset.
Yeah,
yeah. We talked a little bit about, you know, in pre-production, we talked a little bit about the Cubs and the Cubs winning the World Series and how great that was. We're all three of us are huge baseball fans.
Yes. Yeah.
I wanted to live in that moment forever because all of us, unless you're from Cleveland, felt this like
the only one who's upset is in America
is
right
LeBron
now,
James
and Drew Carey.
Yeah, but did you see that map that all 49 states wanted the Cubs to win the World Series?
All 49 states.
The only state that didn't was Ohio.
Gotcha.
That's the only funny. One. The land of many vowels.
But
there.
that's where I wanted. That's where I wanted to live was Ohio? In that moment, not in Ohio. Okay. Because we were all. It was such a nice reprieve from the divisiveness and the pettiness that we've been hearing about through
it's the only thing that America has been able to actually unify and get behind.
Completely unite on.
Sport has always been like our American pastime since the 1870s. It's even if you don't crazy love baseball and there's football and all these other great sports, it has a historical pattern to it, which is kind of embedded in our social fabric, which is weird, which no other sport really does. I mean, football does to a certain extent, you know, badminton, but
fencing too,
of course, you know.
Yeah.
But baseball really does that. It really does. It's kind of in the fabric of American society because it's such a long season, because you stick with it for 7 months.
And because
it's been
108 goddamn years.
108 years
since they won it, and I just feel like we were all Cubs that night. We were all from Chicago. We were all like the underdog that was just forever, and it just felt so good.
It did. It felt amazing.
And then the next day, you know, we had the emails come out again, and it was like, okay, well, that was fun.
We couldn't make this last
work day.
So what do you do next year? They're no longer the lovable losers. So do you wish that they're going to repeat, or do you, you know, what is it? It's like, okay, you're one and done, get out. You know, what do you feel about it? You know, like, I know I'm not a bandwagon fan. I think the Cubs was the first bandwagon kind of like jump on thing. You know, I'm an Angel fan, you're an Angel fan, but I'm like a die-hard Angel fan.
Yeah.
And when my season gave up, you know, after the first two games, the Cubs
every year I've known Matt. He's like so excited. He's like, yeah, opening day, man. Then after the first game, he comes into work. And every year for the last 6 years I've known him, he's just like, it's over.
Yeah. postseason. Well, I mean, as
there's 161 games. That, no, they're done. They're done. I can see it already.
Yeah. As a Dodger fan, I've been rooting against the Cubs until game one of the World Series.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you're a big
diehard Dodger fan.
Right.
I did. There was absolutely zero way I wanted them in the World Series ever. And it took me a couple days to, team got knocked out. It's fine. And then once they went into the World Series, I thought, it would kind of be National League. I'm kind of a National League guy. Yeah. I've been to Chicago. I've been to Wrigley. That is a truly magical place.
Yeah.
All right, let's see them win it.
Well, here's the funny thing about that is the only reason why this fact got overshadowed is because they played against the Cubs. But the Indians haven't won a World Series in over 65 years.
They haven't won since 48.
Yeah.
They haven't won since 48, says Alan Alda. Yeah.
It was when I was doing math.
And I bet if they were playing the Cardinals, I bet there'd be a lot more Indians fans today.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's always that
underdog.
Because
the Cardinals are goddamn terrible.
Well,
I hate them.
They're kind of the Yankees of the National League, basically. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You're right, though. But the Indians, that movie Major League, which we always quote around when we're screwing.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit out. Ball eight,
By the way, best commentary. Everyone can say Vin Scully. Anyone can say Harry Carey. Easily one of my favorites is Bob Uecker.
He's so good.
I love Bob Uecker.
Especially in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic. Yeah, well, they let him go. Perfect. They let him just kind of just improvise, and then they just kind of clipped and put stuff together. That's why he's so brilliant.
And Vin was more like old timey. He was very traditional baseball. Like, you could see when guys would come up and show up in like full blown suits and hats, and the women would get dressed up and they'd go to a baseball game. Like, that's the time that I think of when I think of Vin Scully. Bob Uecker, I think of him more as like slapsticky, charming and witty.
Yeah, in the 80s and 90s when he started.
Yeah.
Vin Scully is just that. But you know what the great thing about Vin Scully when he did TV is he was his own color person. You don't see that anymore. I mean,
no, it never happens anymore.
A play-by-play and a color guy, and he just would do it all. And funny thing about Grazalonic,
Grazalonic, 2-2 pitch, swung 2-2. On, fouled off.
Foul
to continue
ball.
The story, he was just so good.
Dude, he does a good Vin Scully, too. I used to make him do Pets Rule Shows as Vin Scully.
As Vin Scully?
Was an interest.
Now, I've been listening to Vin Scully for 35 years, so let's hear it.
Well, I met him when I did that announcing
bastard.
Thing. That was the one that I was like, oh. And I was just, hey, Mr. Scully. He's like, how are you? Nice to meet you. Let me tell you about something. Down in Arizona. Arizona is a great place to go, but I wouldn't want to be there year round. So now he wouldn't stop talking. He would just kept talking. And I was like, I thought he'd like, that's what he does for a living. I don't know, he just kept talking, but he's the nicest guy when I met him.
I like your Vin Scully, too.
It's okay. I'm kind of in trance right now.
No, but I can see him saying that.
I got to get Lewis. I keep using the Grassalonic, though. Here's the 3-2 to Grassalonic, and it's fouled away. Funny thing about Grassalonic, when he goes to the movies, he only uses good and plenty candy. It's his favorite thing. And there's strike three, and the inning is over. Brought to you by Farmer John. Lean smoked sausage. When you want only the best, reach for Farmer John. Yeah,
that's
good. Oh, my God.
That's a good bit.
That's really good.
You know the Farmer John.
Farmer John.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's
you have the good. You have the cadence to pull off a good Vin.
Yeah, it's Vin Scully and Alan Alda. I'm making a lot of money these days. That's why I'm here with you guys.
Welcome, you're retired from acting.
Welcome to Old Timer Impressionist episode with Matt Thompson. Let me see. Can you do a good Gene Hackman?
How's your Lincoln?
How's my Lincoln? Rutherford B. Hayes is really good.
If you could drop a Milton Berle on us or something, that'd be great. That would be the tops.
It's so weird I could do certain. I don't know. Well, you're very funny. With me. I'd do all those crazy voices.
Oh, you and I would do it all the time.
What's going on over there?
You and I would do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I just wish we could have lived in Game 7 for the rest of the year. And then just woken up on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day and just gone, the election happened. Great. Yeah. What do we got?
Well, I will be a little honest. If Trump wins, I do feel that I'd be kind of in an alternate timeline and alternate universe here. The Cubs win the World Series. Trump would be the president. I feel like the space-time continuum might be knocked up a little bit.
Right.
Back to the Future 2.
It's Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. Biff and the Almanac didn't fucking guess Trump becoming
Gray's
president.
Gray's Sports Almanac.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking Almanac.
Well, though, it was funny because someone made the comparison. I don't know if it was on a podcast. I don't know where I heard it. But someone made the... Oh, it was Tim? Oh, actually, it was you. You had the Facebook post. It was, dude, I laughed my fucking ass off.
What was this?
He said that Trump is Biff who owns the casino in Back to the Future too.
Oh, there's a video about Bifco. That. Yeah, they dub a video of Marty watching the TV. In the movie, he's watching Biff, you know, do his thing. But in the video, they dubbed Marty looking at Trump announcing his presidency and saying the wall
completely ruined.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the scene in the movie where he goes no, and then he gets carted off by what's his name? Who?
Billy Zane.
Yeah. And yeah, that's how the video ends.
Dude, that's such a good comparison.
And the Cubs win the World Series. Dude, we are living Back to the Future too.
I know. Which wow. I hate. Well, yeah.
What?
Two or three.
Oh, yeah.
We already had that conversation.
So, if he goes and he gets the nod, if they, bring in the righty and call Trump out of the bullpen to come and try and do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
To bring it back to baseball.
It's going to be interesting. And to be honest, like, I voted for Hillary and I want her to win 100%. But I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen if Trump wins.
I don't know. He's kind of in a very
you're just fucking with us, right? Kind of way. Like, not like in a serious, let's do damage to this country.
I would be very much on your side if he didn't have nuclear codes and he wasn't appointing Supreme Court justices. Sure. Yeah. Other than that, I would have a front row seat for this for this comedy show.
I'm saying it in more of a let's not really hurt anybody kind of way.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
But he does. I mean, that's the thing. He's not even the president. If he becomes he hasn't even been the president, and he's shown that he would do things like that. That's to me is what's so frightening and scary. That's why a lot of rank and file, even conservative, like George, the Bush family, isn't even voting. A lot of people just won't vote for him just because it's like, I don't know. He brings out a lot of hate. That's just my opinion. I feel like he brings out a lot of hate out of not everybody.
He does
just a lot. But if you look over the passive, he made fun. What he does is just. It's not PC, and people sometimes don't like that term or that phrase of you're too PC, but there is a reason why I feel that it's there, is to protect civil liberties against people. If you look 100 years ago, women couldn't vote when you had suffrage, and people were beating women, and he's not physically beating women, but emotionally he doesn't think very highly of women.
Yeah, there's a limit to PC to where, like, if I was going to say something like, if I was going to say something to you and be like, dude, that's gay. And if Tim got super offended by that, would you be super offended if I said that, Tim? Just randomly, dude, that's gay. You can't say that. That's gay and that's very insensitive to the LGBTQ community. It's just fucking relax.
Yeah.
So straight.
What? That's so straight?
So straight.
I am offended.
I'm offended too. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. It definitely is going to be, it's going to be interesting. And I think that if Hillary wins, it's going to be, quote unquote, politics as usual, but at least there's a little bit of a backbone and a little bit of experience.
Kind of status quo.
I'm not happy with any of them.
No, well, I do ask. I always ask Trump supporters because I voted for Clinton, but I really wanted Bernie Sanders. I voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary.
Likewise.
Because I believe in, there's two things, and I was teaching this in class the other day, is you have the top, you have the polar extremes, you have communism and you have capitalism. And we believe we're only a democratically capitalistic society, which technically we weren't. We aren't. We were founded that way. But if you want to go back to pure capitalism, you go back to the 1900s, 1890s or whatever, before there was progressive legislation, before we had road building, before we had police, before we had Social Security, before we had airline FCC people keeping airlines in the air properly. So all that, we're actually a socialistic democracy. So we're already partially socialistic as it is. So when people were labeling Sanders in terms of socialism, there were some more, quote, extreme things that I feel that, he was looking at the Baltic states, which had smaller populations and so on and so forth. But that capitalism drives us so hard that that's why, I ask Trump supporters all the time, give me one, what is the issue that you're voting on if you vote for him? What do you like? Every single one. I like all of them. No, I'm asking you, name one.
He talks like me.
We got Obamacare. We're just going to take that apart. What are you going to do? I mean, really, what are you going to do? And that's the one thing. And I don't understand. I understand people in terms of why they don't like Clinton's personality. And I feel a lot of people are voting for him in terms of a personality and a marketing slogan of Make America Great Again. You talk about Make America Great. When was America not? Are you trying to go back to 1950s America? When is this?
No, I don't think that's. I think that it's honestly, people have, in one way or another, been told their entire lives. Anyone who's over the age of, let's say 30, to make it easy for all of us. over the age of 30, at one point in your life, you have been told that you're getting fucked over some way, somehow, because a president or a senator or a someone or a governor screwed you over. And so you just have this instilled in the back of your head. Mm-hmm. Politicians, no one has ever said like, oh, I met a really nice politician.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a stereotype that politicians are just there for themselves and they're there to fuck you. So the reason why Trump came out and he was such a force is because he didn't have that. There was zero politics in him. There was zero politician. So that was very appealing. Mm-hmm. Now, people took that and ran, and they made the decision that they wanted to vote for him before they actually gave it like a genuine thought.
but that's fine.
Yeah. And I'm not – look, and it's weird having this conversation on a podcast because I feel like we're splitting our audience in half.
Yeah.
People have probably already turned the podcast off. It has nothing to do with the fact that we think Hillary is better than Donald Trump this or that. It has nothing to do with that.
No. I'm voting in Yoda. I'm writing in Yoda, actually.
Right. And I think Donald Trump could have been a president very easily. I think he fucked up because he got too greedy and went straight to the top. If he would have done governor of California, even with that grabbing the pussy stuff and all that stuff that he said, I would have still voted for him.
Well, and I understand on that side. It's like you want somebody. He would be the first person in the history of the United States with no political, none, zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero
right.
political
But that
experience.
Is, you ask, Which, you ask why you would vote for Trump. And that's the only reason that I could actually make that argument
right.
for me myself is that he is rogue.
Yeah.
He is completely inexperienced in sort of a good way. You know, but they never really intended for career politicians, and right. obviously
but to,
he's
yeah,
not.
But to be a president,
however,
there's too much power
exactly.
behind that. You can't fucking you can't go bomb countries if you're the governor
at 3 a.m. You're watching Saturday Night Live, and you get pissed off, and you nuke Pakistan.
Right.
Like I mean obviously that's extreme.
Now I'm a college professor, so I tell the students, and they're all ages, is like if they don't know something, then don't vote on it. And I always say that I'm like I want you to vote, but make sure that you're intellectually voting.
Sure,
there's a book. Read it. You know, it's hard for people to read these days, especially students of mine.
Can you just text it to me?
Yeah, exactly. Or can I just put it up on a video or something?
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's some of that too. But just I feel that a lot of the time, especially with the Trump, is like I don't feel like a lot of Trump supporters actually understand how politics works. I don't. But mm-hmm. I'm saying in terms of the rhetoric, in terms of how those things actually manifest themselves, you can't just have some guy walking in off the street. You want some guy walking in off the street that is going to run the country with nuclear codes and talk
that's why I think he just went too big. I think he just went too big because, like I said, if he would have scaled it down a little bit, I absolutely would have voted him for governor. I mean, fuck, we gave Arnold a shot and he wasn't half bad.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's a he has more money and
right.
so the Clintons too. You know what I'm saying? So it's an economic thing, which is unfortunate in this country. I guess it's how it
but
works.
I mean, yeah, I would have done it. I would have been a senator for 4 years and then just I would have just. Then next run, I would have drilled the presidency.
Yeah.
Right now,
if that was me, and that's why.
What time is it? We got 6:30 something.
Yeah, 6:45.
I got 134-110. Trump's winning.
Oh, that was a big jump. That was a big jump.
Yeah, it's
Hillary just went up 30-40 points.
So maybe he doesn't need to hold an office.
What? He's winning.
Trump is winning. Yeah.
No, I know, but Hillary was down. It was like 134 to like 70.
No,
before.
It's been like this for a while.
Okay.
Tim's monitoring in the election headquarters.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Tim's not drinking either, which I'm very impressed with.
He's drinking a lot of coffee.
Drinking a lot of coffee. I just want some whiskey.
Yeah. But that's not the only thing going on. Of course, the presidential election, we're all going to keep our eyes on. But there's a lot going on here in California.
If you stuck it out through the presidential talk, thank you. Whichever way you go.
There's honestly, none of that going on.
I wish we could all be winners.
That's a good but it's
blue ribbons for everybody.
And the weird thing
and not
for
Democrat.
Me,
I'm talking participation
big,
trophies
just
for everybody.
I hope if,
and hugs.
Yeah. I hope tomorrow you all get a donkey and not an elephant.
I want a Gemsbeck.
I want Vin Scully.
Well, here I am, Mike. Fizz, I'm all wrapped up for you. Just take off my...
Oh, that's so sexy.
Couldn't imagine Vince Scully
so
doing.
Hot.
Well, let's not go there. That's fine.
Yeah. I think
I'm all riled up now.
Yeah, he's all right.
to close it out for me on the presidential end of it, I feel like tomorrow, no matter who wins, I'm still going to wake up and not feel like a winner.
I'm going to wake up tomorrow and
like I had something to do with it.
Take my son to school, and I'm going to probably proceed through life the way I normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep till noon, then probably mm-hmm. wake up mm-hmm. right around, maybe make a sandwich, have a glass of water, rub one out and take a nap probably is what I'm going to be up to tomorrow.
Yeah, I might. It depends on who wins. I may be fine, or else I may just rent a hot air balloon and fly to Bora Bora and just...
My friend Natalie, shout out to Natalie, because she does listen every week. She lives in the UK. She said that she has room for three in her house.
Oh.
So Becky and I and Rez might Mike? Be packing up.
What?
Yeah, us three, sure.
Oh.
I'll check and see if Tim can come.
We could just do the podcast down there.
Do they like gays in Europe?
Do they
Okay.
Do they let gays in Europe? How did you vote for Hillary?
Tim is there. Okay. So thank you, Natalie. And we'll be knocking on your door tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. Hopefully.
Yeah. So you were saying not only are we going on a national level, but
a state level here, local level, and then down to... Are we going to talk about C&D too, or are we not going to talk about it?
No.
No? Okay.
We can touch on it. I mean, I figure if you listen to our show, you probably... You know, might touch on Dallas's show a little bit, where they talk about Measure C and Measure D. Listen to the Kept Faith and what's his other one? Everything's Fine.
Everything's Fine.
Where Dallas has been very, and I pretty much agree with him about the Chargers Stadium. And
I didn't listen to that because I was in a hot air balloon. What was his?
Goddamn you, Bora Bora.
I kind of agree with him. The Spanoses have billions of dollars. I believe over $2 billion. Mm. I don't really want to pay for their new house.
Jesse's family, right?
Jesse Spanos.
From Saved by the Bell?
No, that is Spanos. Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would pay to see more Showgirls, not so much Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. She made $2 billion off of Showgirls? Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Damn. Well... The thing is she signed a deal for the merchandise, kind of like Nicholson did for Batman. That's where all the money came in.
Right.
But anyway, no on C was my vote. They can pay for their own stadium, and I think I turned down D too.
I went yes on D because that expands the convention center, and this was put to me very, very clearly that if they start knocking down buildings and put in a brand new stadium, they're not going to renovate and expand the convention center, which in turn is going to, we're going to have a big empty stadium except for 8 days a year is going to be full. That's whenever Beyonce's in town or a big concert.
Or BMX.
Or BMX. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the time, it's going to be an empty stadium and there's nothing there. So we could possibly lose Comic-Con, which is the biggest moneymaker in the history of San Diego. Right. Why would we take that chance?
That's what it is. It would only do a minimal expansion if they build a stadium that will sit there most of the time empty, this giant behemoth thing, which, the Spanos are, and I am against it, but they are putting in a percentage of their money, but they're not putting in all their money. Because, they wanted that deal that the Padres had. That's what they wanted. And the Padres burned them. The Moors burned them. Like, we'll put a great team in. And, with baseball or any sport, you can put in a losing team and you're still going to make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So the only reason you win a baseball or a football team is if you really want to spend the money to win. So I kind of agree with that.
I've seen the numbers about new stadiums and how expensive they are. Yeah. And you do it to get a Super Bowl. And the NFL will never give San Diego another Super Bowl until they get a new stadium. Yeah. And I don't buy it.
What does that do? That's a week of profit, and then that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of a falsehood because I was reading up on it, too. It said, it'll create all these jobs. Well, it'll create jobs just to build the stadium, but that's it. It's not like baseball where you have...
And then we're hiring...
You're employing people. You're employing for, 8-10 games a year?
Right.
That's it.
They also said taxes would increase on the tourists, and then that money would go to the stadium, and it's being diverted away from other things that our city needs. Yeah. And
well, now this I don't know, which was there was some environmental study as to why they couldn't. come on, Dorn.
You're right there.
fuck you, Joe Boy.
Give me this Olay bullshit.
Olay bullshit.
It's either a leg thing or a spiritual thing or a goddamn heart attack.
Get him a uniform.
4 people got that joke.
Yeah, about 4 people got it.
And I want to meet you.
Yeah. What's your friend's name in the UK?
Natalie.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie, I love this British shit. I've been moved to England.
Oh, Brexit. Now, why couldn't they build a stadium? There was some environmental thing that they couldn't just demolish a stadium at Qualcomm and then build one right next next to it, like in the parking lot, which
I don't know,
which is what every other.
I think it was just bad juju.
I don't. There's some environmental something or another, but it was like, I mean, I went
to
a game this year.
About that, Timmy.
I'm sorry.
Why they couldn't just demolish? This is good podcast,
right?
Why they couldn't demolish Qualcomm and just build it up again?
Spanos has not come out about why he's so anti Mission Valley.
He's anti. Spanos is anti Mission Valley. He wants it downtown.
Yeah,
basically.
But that's ridiculous. First of all, Mission Valley makes perfect sense. There's a trolley access already. It's got the 15, the 8. You've got perfect access to that stadium. Now,
Arrow Drive is right there.
Arrow Drive.
It's right there.
Arrow Drive.
It takes you right to it.
Arrow Drive. Yes,
it's right to the stadium.
I remember. I was there a month ago. I went to a game. I did. I haven't been to Qualcomm in some time, and I will give it on
right.
the other
and
side.
You're a
it
person
is,
from San Diego.
Was
I've,
that?
I've lived in San Diego for 6 years. I've been to one Charger game. Mike, how many have you been to?
Several.
Several?
Several.
Now, how do you think? I mean, I was just walking around. I didn't go inside it, but I know the stadium is falling apart.
It's terrible. It's trash.
I will give it that. What is it? The second oldest stadium in the.
I don't know about
in the world next to the Coliseum.
Sports Illustrated,
not in LA.
4,000 years old.
The lowest rated stadium by Sports Illustrated, we looked this up the other day, is the Oakland Coliseum,
right,
where the Raiders play. And then second on the list is Qualcomm Stadium,
because I
San
think
Diego.
The Coliseum and the A, they share that. I think that was built in '66.
With the A's,
and Qualcomm was built in '67. I think
the Murph.
The Murph, when it was the Jack Murphy Stadium. Yeah. It was called San Diego Stadium.
Right.
Then Murphy Stadium.
Yeah.
Then Qualcomm and all their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, no on C.
No on C. Yeah. And then D is kind of a moot point since it won't happen. Exactly. But I think it needs 60% of the vote. Is that correct?
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds.
Yeah.
Right?
Both
66%.
Of those need, both of those need two-thirds.
Yeah.
And then the other one I think that needs two-thirds, is it 60? What's the condom one?
That's the condom one. Condom. Yeah. Should we go down should we go alphabet or numerical? Or
I don't know. I'm just throwing
just
them out.
We can go right into the condoms.
Let's go into condoms.
Let's
and
talk
then
condoms,
then we'll go numerical.
Yeah, right. Even the ballot is sexy. I was scouring the ballot, and there was like condoms. Porn stars.
That's a big thing. And like next to the financial stuff, it was like, there's little to no monetary impact. It's like, we just don't want people fucking without condoms.
It's going to be a major fiscal impact for our state if that happens, because they're just going to start shooting porn in Nevada or somewhere else where it's not.
But you don't need
forced.
A license. How many times do you watch a porn and it's like they're fucking in the middle of a strip mall, like it's in a bedroom.
All right, everybody out. We're going to see what's going on here.
Hey,
we cleared this. All right.
Get out of that stride, right?
That's right.
hey, you little bitch in Forever 21, get out of here.
Come here.
Wait, never mind. Clear out this subway. I got my own $5 foot long.
Yeah, I'm going to suck on my Wetzel pretzel. Come over here. Come on over here. All right.
Let me put it right between those Cinnabons.
All right. That'll offend no one. Okay.
Well, we all said no condoms, right?
You said, well, I mean,
I'm not going to lie to you guys.
You didn't?
I'll give you a logical reason why.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. This prob is a hot topic.
This is a hot topic. Mm. Now, Los Angeles County,
no,
to
mall?
Film in
no,
Los
no, no,
Angeles
no.
County,
yeah.
you
got we're done with strip mall.
There is there is a, in Los Angeles County, you do have to, if you're going to shoot a pornography film, you have to wear condoms already in the county of Los Angeles. A lot of that pushed, that's why there's a lot of porn stuff down here in San Diego.
I got to delete some shit on my phone.
Now, the only reason I said this is, so raise your hand if you've had sexual intercourse with a porn star.
God, I wish Jared was here.
Have
you?
Someone here raised their hand. Okay, so
closest I've come is a stripper.
No, she was. I thought she was a stripper, and I looked her up. And I
had a meth addict.
And I'll tell you after the podcast who it is.
Don't talk about your wife that way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Becky.
Please. Yeah.
But anyway, so that scared me. It scared the crap out of me. So I was just like, I don't think it would be a horrible bad thing. But the economic thing I can see on the other side. They could go somewhere else and just shoot without condoms. But
that's the part that it doesn't matter to me. The part where it matters to me is the businesses are going to go out of California when already we're losing film. We're already losing agriculture.
Lost film.
Everybody's in Vancouver and Oregon, and
Well, they're spread out now. I mean, that's what the film industry did.
Pennsylvania's hot right now. Atlanta's huge with film.
Yeah.
If you're living in Georia, you're in the film industry.
You are. You're working day player all the time. I was watching, what is it, Stranger Things. It's filmed down there.
Yeah.
Everything's filmed down there now.
The Walking Dead.
MASH 2, it's coming back. The movies.
MASH 2, Electric Boogaloo.
MASH 2, Electric Boogaloo.
No, all right, what's next? But, what else we got here?
Okay, so we got the...
My main thing is, to be honest, there's not a porn star that doesn't know the side effects and possible dangers of having sex.
And they're all tested, and they're all regulated.
More regulated than you or I.
That's true, but if the porn stars try to attempt to have a normal relationship with somebody like me, so if they try to do that... It might
throw out your Twitter handle.
It might help. You know, did I just say I had sex with a porn star on your podcast?
No, I didn't hear it.
I got an edit button, but I'm not going to use it.
I didn't hear it. Okay, next one.
Cigarette tax.
I voted yes on that one.
I voted yes.
I don't smoke. You're trying to stop. Right. Maybe it'll deter you. No,
that won't definitely won't deter me.
I was going to say, addicts are addicts, and smokers are smokers. And if the packs go up $2 a pop,
they're going to keep buying.
You're
going
to keep buying them.
I just don't like where the money's going, so I voted no on it.
So where is the money going?
They say that
it was going to schools.
No,
it's going to the kids.
They say that it's going towards schools and tobacco prevention awareness and research on different types of cancers and stuff. Where in fact, over like 70 to 80% of the money is actually going back to pharmaceutical companies.
Well, that sucks. But a question that I do have is, who doesn't know that tobacco is bad for them at this point?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Can we stop with the truth commercials?
So clearly, you don't need to have a proposition to raise it $2 for awareness, because that's like a It's like a DARE program.
So wait, 80% is going to... Where's the other 20%
more pharmaceutical
going?
Companies. The 20% is going to go towards some sort of educational... All right,
fine.
It's going to go towards the paper to send out to kids so that they can sign their pledge in third grade to never have a cigarette.
Well, I think some of it goes to that. So, I agree with you, though, in terms of... It may be misdirected, but I think a lot of props are misdirected because there's a lot of pork in there. So even if there's a percentage of it that goes to something good... I feel that it's a good thing. I don't know. But I don't smoke.
Yeah, and that's the thing where it directly affects me. So I obviously you can't go mad at me for going the other way on that. But
you're trying to.
And that's the thing. Yeah. No, I definitely am. And it's funny that
where's the tax on
you
vaping?
Said this, Matt. You said this earlier. No, that goes up too.
Oh, does it?
Any type of tobacco. Oh. Cigars go up. You smoke cigars occasionally?
I'll have 3 a year.
Okay. Well, then that's $6 out of your pocket,
hey,
bro.
$6.
That's like half a coffee at Starbucks.
Right. But you said this earlier, and when you said it, I was like, oh, because it couldn't stand more true for me when it came to propositions. When you told your students, you're like, look, I don't care. Like, I want you to go out and vote, but understand what you're voting.
Right.
I only voted for like half the propositions because I read some of them. I watched videos on them, and I was like, I don't know what this is. Like, I can't make an honest, like, educated guess.
Yeah.
The one about the land, which I don't want to get into because that's very complicated and it sounds shady. I didn't vote for that one because it just sounds. I don't know if it was shady or if there was some. You know, it seemed like they were trying to sneak it in past.
Measure B or something. Let's make no mistake about it. That's what a proposition is. It's just a sneaky way to try and fuck people or help themselves in a weird way, like the carrying or the banning of plastic bags. There's two propositions on it. Mm-hmm. The first one is shitty, but most people vote no on that one because it's 60...
Seven's the...
65.
65 is the 65 shitty one.
65 is the one that's the shitty one, but people are already voting yes on that. Like, of course I want to help the environment ban the bags.
Right.
That's a no-brainer.
No, the bags, that one was for the grocery stores or something,
to keep
the
money.
Yes.
Right, but then
then you go to 67. If I already ban the plastic bags...
Right.
Then they get to keep the money. 67 means, ban the bag. So if you don't have basically, they're allowed to charge you 10 cents per bag.
Right.
But all that money goes towards actual environmental protection.
Environmental work. Yes. Yeah, that's why they're both on there. Yeah. It's very tricky. You have to really do all the research on it.
And
the weird thing about the plastic bag thing is, well, I voted to get rid of the bags in 67 because it was even, they look at it because it's like, okay, how much does it cost to make a plastic bag and the petroleum and so on and so forth compared to taking a bag and then washing it? But, I mean, even if those things are equal, we talk about animal care. and how many plastic bags are
we see them all the time.
As you know, Biz, you know that all the time. I mean, more than anybody. You know, you see them entangled with, you know, turtles and dolphins and everything, and they're all over. So just even if it was just an even spread in terms of, like, how much of a carbon footprint you're doing by doing bags or doing a you know, your own bag where you have to wash it, it's probably, I would say, you know, it's probably about even. But if you just put that environmental thing in there, that's why I voted for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm all about getting rid of them for the environmental aspect of it, to where, like, I need to remember and make it a conscious decision in my head that, like, I'm going to the grocery store, I had better bring my reusable bags.
I actually voted for double bags. Double plastic bags.
That's 20 cents every time.
When I go get a
put that on top of your cigar tax. Now you're paying $6.60 a year.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't want my beers and my hot Cheetos to fall through the bag.
You know, like, we could do though. We could, instead of just
double bag it,
we just use the condoms.
Condoms.
Just gotta use the condoms. Condoms and Prop 60. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna,
if that passes, there's gonna be a depletion of condoms. So
yeah. It's just gonna were a couple women I thought I might have to double bag on. Actually.
Oh.
You know. So.
Let me guess. The meth addict.
She doesn't listen.
Hep C.
But yeah. So I don't know. It's just weird to where they can kind of.
Even when he says Hep C, it sounds romantic, doesn't it?
Hep C.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to have Hep C? Oh, come on down this afternoon.
to the Prop 60 headquarters.
Come on down to Prop 60. I've got something for you. And none of us will ever get Hep C again.
Do you think there's a Prop 60 headquarters tonight?
Do you think there's a
group of politicians just like, yeah, on.
Remember the old Mariah Carey that ran for president? Or Mary Carey.
Mary Carey.
Yeah. It's just Mary Carey and just like an empty warehouse.
It's just her with a little banner like, yay.
Just like random half balding, like overweight dudes like trying to throw their dick at her.
Oh,
not without
pipe.
A condom.
Pipe.
All right, what else you got over there?
All right, let's talk about bad people.
Oh, yeah, sure. Bad people.
Let's talk about bad people. First one I want to talk about is early release of Nonviolent Criminals.
Sure.
Yeah?
Early release of Nonviolent Criminals. Mm-hmm. Are we talking like guys who got popped for an ounce of weed?
That's exactly what everybody thinks.
A lot of
people are voting yes on it. Without, like Matt said, about without doing a proper research, there are nonviolent offenses that are extremely heinous that where people will get released. If I sell cocaine to a 12-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. That's not violent.
Well, I did.
Non-violent is also identity theft.
Identity theft.
Sexual assault of a drunk girl.
That sounds non-violent.
Manslaughter is not violent. Or a vehicular manslaughter.
Vehicular manslaughter is not violent.
Yeah, that's not violent.
Because there is no violent intention.
I think, what number was this? I think I voted against this one.
57.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted against this one.
And I think a lot of people, when they see that first, they're thinking like, oh, yeah, dude, like, do I think a guy should go to jail if he has 2 ounces of weed on him? No, I don't give a fuck. That's why I'm voting yes on 64. Legalize the shit out of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's just jump to 64 really quick. That seems to be a no-brainer. I don't smoke weed.
There's so much
I never money have.
Yeah.
I don't see myself really getting into marijuana.
Yeah.
But it's... For the most part, it's illegal here in California.
Right.
Like, I can't walk down the street without a card and have it. I can't smoke it at Starbucks, outside of Starbucks.
You still can't smoke in public like in Colorado where it's legal.
No.
Okay. But I could get it anytime I want it. Mm-hmm. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and I can get it anytime I want.
Yeah.
So that's just stupid. Make it legal.
You're going like 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon. I'm going like a call to my friend fucking Rocco.
I'm
going
to call Rocco and get as much of it as I need.
It's easy. I don't even have to make a call. All I have to do is literally walk downstairs and I have a lot of weed in my hand.
Well, yeah, there you go. Just legalize. It's going to be one of those things where we're going to look back in 2040 and go, can you believe that marijuana was not legal in 2015.
Doug Stanhope has a very, very good old joke from one of his old bits or old albums, where it's basically where it boils down to old and his this is his drug policy. It's basically that old fucks vote, and young people don't. So basically, they were never allowed to do that. It's like, no, I couldn't do this. I vote no on whatever makes you happy and whatever you want. Like, I talked to my dad about it, and I was like, what do you think about the marijuana thing? He goes, I voted no.
And I go, why? Like, that could bring a lot of money to the state. And he goes, yeah, but I don't want fucking potheads driving around while I'm on the road.
Well, it's weird.
Which is fine, because my dad was a 70s fucking rock and roll guy. He probably smoked his fair share of weed.
Right.
But.
But aren't they already driving around?
Now. Well, yeah, that's the only thing that I saw about this, because you know, Washington and Colorado are the only two states right now that have it legal, mm-hmm. right? Right, yeah.
Right, yes.
So, and I was reading AAA magazine, ironically enough, and it was saying they're voting no on it, simply just for that fact that you would have more people on pot driving. But people driving on pot is a whole hell of a lot different than people driving drunk.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a whole hell of a... I mean, it's just like anything else. I feel like if alcohol is legal, then pot has to be legal. It's a natural substance for the most part.
It's, you know? I think pot is a lot healthier than
smoking weed's
a lot healthier than drinking a lot.
As a guy whose father lost his life because of alcohol, you know, this seems stupid.
That
what I'm drinking right now, I could buy at 21 years old legally, and you can't buy weed. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
And tax the shit out of it.
That's the main thing for
it. We'll be out of debt completely. Yeah.
The only thing I will say is this, and it hasn't been able to really be done scientifically. It goes off of speculation on the officer, but there is no field sobriety test for driving high. And there should be.
That's true. There isn't. Well, maybe that will change once, if that passes. And
I think once they are motivated
to come out with those, because that was the big thing, is there's no test for it. There's no way to tell. Well, you know what? You guys aren't motivated for it. Now you might be. Figure something out. There's a lot of smart people out there to catch the dumb people.
Yeah.
And here's the difference between a fucking drunk person and a stoned person, is that if you talk to a drunk person and they wake up the next morning and they're like, oh, I can't believe I fucking drove home last night.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Mike, if I drink that much and I get behind a fucking wheel, I don't care what you have to do. Throw my keys in the gutter.
Yep.
Punch me in the face. Tackle me.
Get four guys to hold me down.
Don't ever let me fucking do that again, dude. Because you know how dangerous and you know how fucking stupid you were to do that.
Yep.
I used to do it. I'd never drive drunk anymore. If I have, I pretty much go a beer an hour. That's my rule. Because I feel like I've gotten way too many get out of jail free cards. Mm-hmm. I used to drive fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Well, thank God nothing happened to you or nobody else.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm super grateful about that. I don't even know how much money Uber and Lyft have made off of me. And that's fine. I'm totally happy to do that, because whatever, the $20 to get home is cheaper than a $20,000 DUI.
Right.
Or hurting or killing somebody. It is. Absolutely. But it is true. Like with pot, you actually can drive.
But if you talk to a stone person, they're going to be like, wait, you can't drive right now. You're like, you have no idea how much better I drive high. Not like it's a good excuse, but everyone who is stoned is just more of like this is a thing that I can do.
Well, and also, Lyft and Uber will also pick you up if you are stoned.
Oh,
it's like those things are still things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you go out and you get just blitzed and completely baked, Uber will still pick you up. So there's really no excuse anymore for driving high or driving drunk.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Back to 64 is good. Back to bad people.
And this is
another one of those double motherfuckers. This is another one of the double.
It's confusing.
Well, double duties. Death penalty.
Yeah.
60 death penalty.
Oh, death penalty.
62 abolishes the death penalty. And
in
66 says that they actually speed up the process of the death penalty.
Which was weird to me, because I did read that the last public execution here was 10 years ago.
10 years ago. I did a lot of research on this one. 2006.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've only executed, 11 people since 2000, since the...
It was 70s when it was...
78, I believe.
My wife and I actually got into this one a little bit, too, and I still don't know where I stand on it. I voted no on both just because, I don't know, I don't know where I come down on it.
I'm very strong on this. I'm very strong on this, and I'm a hard... Yes, keep it, and I'm a very hard, very hard speed this motherfucker up.
Mm-hmm.
Speed it up. Technically, it states that they have 5 years after their, not their conviction date, but their sentencing date to go through the process of appeals. Because basically what every person on death row is doing right now is, there's a guy in 70, I forget his name, he was an Asian guy, 74, was convicted of kidnapping, raping, torturing, and killing over a dozen children.
Family man. Okay.
Yeah. Still on death row.
Still
on death row. Because he has lawyers who just keep constantly going through appeals, and they can file an appeal. Well, what about this? In the 70s, it wasn't, you know, the lawyer wasn't that great, or they didn't look at all the evidence, so they do a writ of habeas corpus, and then that's the whole fucking process starts over again. DNA, and guess what they're doing? And now we have DNA, so now we got to go test the evidence again. So all it's doing is just slowing down this process that is, has taken 40-something years, 50 years.
Now, just to play devil's advocate, which I did with Becky, what if it comes out that that guy is an innocent guy?
Which has happened. And that, that happened. Is the thing, is that we it have executed happened. People that have
You're right.
Been
you have 5 years
innocent.
To prove it.
And that's it. So you've
got... It wouldn't have worked out well for Andy Dufresne, but...
Andy Dufresne crawled through 500 yards of shit after 19 years.
Due to Proposition 66.
That's pretty good. Morgan Freeman.
Due to Proposition 66, Andy Dufresne was killed an innocent man.
And I'm by his boat on the beach.
On the boat.
And I'm here in Sewantaneo wondering where the hell he is. He told me to meet him here.
He said to go under the tree. Motherfucker didn't leave me anything.
The man married a Mexican woman and moved inland.
I just smiled and walked away.
I miss my friend.
And see. But yeah, no, I feel, I think it should go, and you could, 5 years, that's what you get. Today, look, if you're talking about the 70s, yeah, were innocent people executed? Absolutely. There wasn't DNA. There wasn't surveillance video cameras. There wasn't technology. Technology has advanced extremely over the time. I feel like now to convict an innocent person, 0.005%.
Is that scientific?
No, that's just a guesstimate. My own little preppy guesstimate.
There's still that 1%. That's the
yeah. 0.5%. There is, and you know what though? But why?
Well, okay. So if you look,
waste
at it,
the money.
Oh, but see, that's okay. Now this is what I'm playing devil's advocate because I was kind of like Biz. I was really on the fence. I was really on the fence about this. Yeah. I was really on the fence about this. But if you're looking at it economically, the amount of appeals that these people have been doing for 40 or 50 years,
right,
is actually costing more money than if you just said he's in life in prison. There is no appeal.
Absolutely.
Just, he's there.
Oh, right. So all the money that they're wasting on judges and lawyers and all that stuff. Absolutely. I agree with
you.
So
economically, it kind of, I feel that it might, I don't know. I was very much on the fence.
One doesn't work without the other.
Yeah.
If they keep the death penalty but don't speed it up, then yeah, it's horrible financially. And there's a big drawback financially for the state. But if you do both, it saves so much money. And I'm not trying to take a person's life as like a, way of, we can save more money, just fucking kill him. Like, that's not the way I'm trying to make it. But I feel like if you're on death row, you're there for a reason. And I feel like you're probably a piece of shit that should die.
Yeah, I would agree. I guess.
I mean, the whole process, and most people don't even understand that getting sentenced to death, especially in California, is extremely hard to do.
Now, let me ask you, though. Do you think that, and this is just a devil's advocate thing again, do you think that the death penalty is a deterrent for anybody that's going to commit something?
It has
like
been proven that it is not.
Right.
Correct.
It's not at all.
No. So George Carlin said that a long time ago, these guys aren't afraid to die. They're killing each other.
Right.
But devil's advocate again. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have someone, life in prison without the possibility of parole. Matt, you kill 4 people. You're sentenced to 120 years in prison.
One of them was
a
porn star.
And guess what? Yeah. Mike lips off to you. Now you fucking kill him. Oh, now you're sentenced to 200 years in prison.
Great.
Oh, great. Now you go and you kill Tim in prison. Nah, I'm going to throw the book at you. 260 years. What stops you from being an asshole for the rest of your life?
Well, no,
what
that's
stops
what
you from
saying.
Being a murderous piece of shit?
Right. And I agree. I think that they're just going to be these murderous pieces of shit, and you're not going to stop them.
And what if there is a person in prison? Let's say I get arrested because I'm a fucking...
Because you got
I'm a drug addict and I got into a fight. Now I'm in jail for possession and assault, but I'm wanting to turn my life around. And then you piece of shit, who's a murdering asshole, comes and stabs me.
But I don't think you guys would be in the same population.
Oh, we would.
Yeah, you would.
I'm maybe. Yeah.
You.
No,
well, listen
probably,
to that voice.
They probably wouldn't.
How would you do it?
How would
just give us a little.
How to do what? Though?
How would you kill BJ?
How would I kill BJ?
Matt Thompson with the microphone in the kitchen.
I'd take his Bud Light away.
Look, he's convulsing
right
already. Stop it, Matt. Stop it.
BJ McEvely, heart attack with a depletion of Bud Light.
I would never take your Bud Light away, BJ. If you can change your vote, the polls close in an hour. Hurry up.
I'll call him.
Trump, you got my vote. Yeah.
We're covering some ground here.
Some good ground here.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Real quick, I'm going to ask the last thing. So if, do you feel, now, this is probably, if I haven't had this happen, and I hope it never does, if somebody is murdered or something that I know,
right.
How would you feel if you saw that person die? Would you, I mean, you say that now, would you feel better after that person is dead? I assume most people would.
I can say this wholeheartedly, and I can say this with 100% confidence. I would have no problem killing them myself.
Okay, I gotta go.
Sorry. I have no problems.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but okay.
I don't know. I'm just curious. I don't know until I think, hopefully, I'm never in that
right,
position.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
I don't think I would know. I mean, of course, you know, I want to be like, you know, the Batman. I will have my revenge. But he didn't kill either, so.
So what if the guy...
So here's the thing. And the only way that I could maybe feel sad or a bit sympathetic about it is if he is genuinely sorry and if he's crying when he's on, you know, ready to get lethal injection.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If there's some guy that's just like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to kill your loved one or something. That's one thing. But if the guy is professing his innocence and you have the death penalty weighing down on this guy and he says, you're going to die, you're going to die, and he does, he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't do this, would you still be able to go, I still want him to die? And I think that's part of why this is. I mean, the people that are clear-cut, they're like, I did it.
The
bring
Mansons.
It on 10 times.
Sure.
That's one thing. But
and
I think
Chuck
if it's,
Manson's
and
life.
Here's the weird thing.
Exactly, yeah, you know. So I guess that's where I waver, where I'm like, well, even if he did do it, was there? I don't know. I'm
here's the thing, and I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to get a little bit deeper into it. Is when I talked to you about writing that play.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I did a lot of research on death penalty stuff because I had an idea for a play years ago, and I actually recently brought it up with Matt, and we've been talking, well, not recently, but we talked about possibly sitting down together and writing it. And it's about a guy who's basically the play is about his last 24 hours before leading up to his death, and that's what the stage play is. Now, I did a shit ton of research on death penalty stuff, and people think that it's something as simple as, oh, you and I get into a bar fight, Mike, and I fucking hit you and knock you out, and then you hit your head on a curb and you die.
Con Air.
Then right, yeah, Con Air. If I Nick Cage you,
how good is that?
Right.
Yeah.
If I Nick Cage you, then they think that automatically that's what's going to send me to death row because I killed a man.
You'd have to throw a car out of a plane. With
people
a
don't understand. Yeah. Right. And then I gotta fucking send Reznor a stuffed bunny.
Uh-huh.
People don't realize.
How do I live without you? Go ahead. I'm gonna keep singing. Keep going.
Yeah.
How do I live?
I can't even do it.
Take it, Matt. All right. So, okay, you kill a guy on the street.
Okay, people don't. Yeah, people think that that's going to get you sent to death row. That's not going to get you sent to death row. People, God damn it. And you know what, Tim? I love you again. I hate Mike Bissett.
All right. Seriously,
in order to get sent to death row, you got to do some pretty heinous shit. You have to commit first-degree murder with extenuating circumstances. Most people don't realize
premeditated
that.
Premeditated shit that is
cult-like. Right. Not necessarily, for the most part premeditated, but first-degree murder with extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you
Looking
have to go
you,
through
OJ.
Your trial. You have to go through your trial, and then you have to get convicted of murder, first-degree murder. Mm-hmm. Once you get convicted of that, then you have to go to your sentencing to where another jury, you're going to go through a whole new trial of were there extenuating circumstances? If so, okay, what? Yes, there are extenuating circumstances. Great. Now you go through a third trial to where it's, okay, now here's the sentencing. He was convicted of first-degree murder with extenuating circumstances. What do you guys want to do? So everybody pleads their case, pros, cons, then we decide as a jury, fucking kill him. That's a lot to go through.
There is.
You
it's
can
a lot
show
to go
sympathy.
Through, and to me, there is still a very small chance that one of those guys didn't fucking do it, and that's enough for me.
What would you say
that's,
if you
that's
were...
enough doubt?
Bree's boiling over there, though.
Yeah, she really is, and her yellow flower.
Why do you have a yellow flower, Bree?
Women's rights.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're in the white, Hillary White. That's right.
All right.
Oh, that's right. How's it going over
know.
There?
I just feel
Women's
that
rights.
I just
it's a,
feel
it's a
like
comedy show now.
I just feel like more good can come of it from a correctional standpoint, and more good of it can come from a financial standpoint. And financial, and it sucks to say because you're talking about human life, but it, there's a huge financial burden on the death penalty right
and
now.
And then, you know, there's also human life in the lives that these guys take. So, you right. know, I
what does come down is also there's an ethical thing when you talk about, is it an eye for an eye, or do you, even in something
that's what the Bible says, bro.
That's right. That's right. And I'm not a religious person in the least, so that's why I'm kind of like, I look at it in a different way, I think, sometimes, where I'm just like, do we do an eye for an eye, or is it, you know, do you forgive, you know, as the Bible says, in terms of even somebody does something as heinous as that, or do you just move past that and just say, you know, in terms of this country, if you look back on this country in 300 years, is it barbaric that we were actually sentencing people to death?
I feel like if 36 to 40 people think that you are that much of a piece of shit and you should be sentenced to death, then you probably should be sentenced to death. However, the only thing that I think could, and if you want to throw like a weird little clause in it, is like if the family comes together and says like, look, whatever, I forgive you, just give you life in prison. That right. should be their decision, because they shouldn't have to live with more grief knowing yeah, the fact that somebody else has died.
Sure.
But you can't really leave that up to the family, because a law is a fucking law.
Right.
Law
and until that guy, right. until Matt goes and kills you because right. you made a drug deal, then we've got a whole other thing.
That's a whole other
thing. I like to quote Carlin again. He said he would like to dip guys in brown gravy and lock them in a room with a Wolverine who's high on angel dust. That right. would, I think that would deter some guys from killing people.
I just love that Biz knows that quote.
It's so that's good. It's so descriptive. It's awesome. Perfect. Yeah.
And it's weird for like eye of an eye kind of shit, and we don't have to go into it because the next prop kind of ties into what this is, you know, what do you do with rapists or pedophiles? Do you castrate them? Do you, you know, make them sexually sterile, or you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of different ways you can do it. If you do it with murder, then where does that set the limit? You know what I mean?
No, that's true. That's a good point. Good point.
This is kind of weird. Good points.
Good points.
Prop 63.
Condoms, right?
Condoms.
Condoms.
Oh, wait.
Triple high five.
Condoms. Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. So what is 63 again?
Ammo sales.
Oh, yeah.
Basically what that one is.
Yeah, I'm okay with that,
requires
too.
Requires a background check to buy
ammo.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that, too.
It bans large ammo magazines. It prohibits specific gun ownership due to people being not only just felons, but there's a lot of other things. It's
terrorist watch list.
Terrorist watch list.
Trump supporters.
Trump. And also the Department of Justice gets involved and does background checks. I am all for this.
I'm fine with that.
I shoot guns. My friend John is a ex-police officer. He is a very, very well-trained, very well... he's a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He's very he respects the shit out of guns, and he taught me to respect the shit out of guns, and I absolutely do.
Yeah.
I feel like if you need a gun right away, it's not going to be for a good reason.
Well, and I think any responsible gun owner, which all of the NRA claims that they are,
sure.
if you're fine with owning a gun and buying ammunition, I think you would be also okay with allowing, hey, I'm a good guy. I'm a responsible gun owner. Sure. I got my guns locked up in the safe. I got my ammunition over there. Fine.
That's everyone's gun voice, too, and I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, those NRA boys.
But isn't it – how many – okay.
This was a no-brainer for me, too.
How many – okay. So the Second Amendment, you know, says that you can be armed just as much as the military. Now, this is the thing that I always talk about in terms of opposition to the Second Amendment, which is ridiculous, because when the Second Amendment was founded in the 1780s
– muskets.
We had muskets. Right. They had muskets. We had bayonets. They had bayonets.
You know how hard it was to put a second fucking bullet into a gun?
You
had to
pop the thing and I know.
Pour it in and then fucking.
So
you had to take a knee. Wait for it.
There's that voice again. There's the gun voice. But now we have nuclear weapons.
What would Alan Alda sound like on the battlefield? I wonder.
All right, everybody. Now here we go. All right, line up. Double file. Here we go.
Let's do a dramatic. All right, so
we're doing Glory.
What if Alan Alda was in Glory? I wonder what that would sound like.
There's a shot. All right, there's a shot in the morning, right? The sun's starting to come up. It's coming through the trees. All right, there's a nice fog blowing through. There's a little wind. And as the leaves are blowing, you see the sunlight hitting. All of a sudden, from a far, far distance, it gets louder and louder. Quick cut. Complete chaos. Guy laying on the ground with his leg just got blown off from a cannon. He's screaming, "Shah!" I run up to you. "Hey, Sarge, they're coming after us. The redcoats are coming. What are we going
to
do?"
All right, now this is what we're going to do, all right? We're going to get everybody together, make a big formation line, circumvent into a chevron, all right? You know what a fucking chevron is, you little piss? Let's get in a chevron. We're going to attack those motherfuckers, and here we go.
Yes, and...
That's it. Alan Alda. Thanks for coming by, Al.
I like that one.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for bringing your Oscar, too.
I'm making some gin right now.
And the big one that
how
I feel...
How do I live without...
The big one I feel about this one is the banning of large ammo mags. Like I said, John took me shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And we went... My very first time I went to a gun range, the first time I shot a handgun. I've shot shotguns. First time I shot a handgun, I was like, all right, so you got to bring your own gun, and you got to be like, show them your gun licenses, and thinking like, it was a completely regulated thing. Nope. Mm. He's like, oh, I didn't bring guns. He's like, we're just going to go and rent one.
Yeah.
So we just went and rented guns. And we went, and I don't know... It's going to sound a little racist, but we're going to go with it. So we went.
We're going to get a little uncomfortable, everybody. Buckle up.
No, but they have guns there. Not just like handguns. They have big, fucking, crazy, like, larger than Rambo-sized guns that literally, if you're in the booth next to them, it shakes you, like, to your core. Nobody needs to be shooting that with zero proof of any, like, gun. Yeah. I can go there and just be like, oh, I want to rent. Let me rent that big-ass 40-pound some bitch that shoots bullets the size of fucking Ron Jeremy's penis.
Ron Jeremy's penis.
So,
put a condom on it.
Oh, wait. Can you show me how to use it? So, this is where it's going to get a little bit racist. I was with John, and we were shooting. I was shooting, fired, bop, 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 did my thing, put the gun down, clip, did that, laid it down. Everything was fine. There was a Asian couple, probably about 18 years old. Or so they looked. You can never really tell. So they looked.
Racist number one. So they, okay.
No, but they looked. No, they were young. There's no doubt about it. They were very young.
BJ McEverly, do not.
Some young guy?
Yeah. Okay, that was more racist than what I said. Let's be honest. You didn't think I was going to say Asian. So there was a young Asian couple next to me, and the guy wasn't paying attention. And his girlfriend had no idea how to shoot a gun. So she had out, finger on the trigger. Her gun kind of started to jam a little bit, and she didn't know. She just turned fully, had
the gun God.
Pointed at my back with the finger on the trigger. The boyfriend didn't know. And then the gun range, I don't know what you call him.
The gun ranger
just ran in as she had her gun, finger on the trigger, pointed at my back, just ran and just fucking slammed her hand backwards. And that's someone that can just go and just get a gun. Like, you don't have to take a gun.
You would
have
been on
like,
the
can
news.
Can you imagine if she had a big-ass 40-pound... I mean, she had a little Glock 19. That was it.
So these things can kill people.
You could have survived that.
Right.
Yeah, you probably...
Be a flesh wound. I'm saying, Suck it up, pussy.
In order to have guns of that magnitude, you need to know what the fuck you're doing.
Right. So why is it that the NRA... And why are they so opposed to like having the gun right now? So why can't you go through background if you're going to have
a certain type of gun?
Right, but I think that but can't you still go to like gun shows and just buy them and that's how they bypass that?
I believe so in some places, but I don't know the ins and outs of every state's gun laws.
How many times have you actually heard somebody breaking into your house and you're shooting the person? I'm just asking this because I never hear it.
I did it twice last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I broke into a house and shot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
One guy shot back. I was like, you missed, fucker. Bam.
I don't know. I'm in total agreement with you guys. I just don't think there's any need or necessity for it. And in terms of the balance between that and the government. The government has nuclear weapons. You can't have a nuclear weapon. So that's done.
Or can you?
Maybe
I'm just saying. My buddy Doc Brown went and got some plutonium.
No, wait. Can you have a cannon, though? Like a cannon is
like an old wartimey cannon,
but that it actually works.
I suppose you could. I suppose you could make one.
Could you have a tank?
Sure.
If you have the land,
wasn't Arnold driving around a $20 million tank at one point?
I think that was just his Humvee.
That was just wasn't that the craziest Humvee that stole one in San Diego?
Yeah, 18 years ago. Stole one, driving it down the 163.
Yeah, I remember that. I looked out the window because I lived off the 163.
Well,
tank.
All right, what else we got on here? Let me see. All right, we did the bags, we did the death penalty, did the bags, let's see. I think the prescription drugs, early release we did. Where are we at, Bree?
168-109
for Trump.
Have they called Florida?
Have they called Florida yet?
No, but she lost Ohio.
That's... So we call it a swing state.
It is a swing state. Yeah. But no Republican has ever won the office without winning Ohio.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
That's some Matrix style shit for me right there.
That's kind of Matrixy, but
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we got about a half hour, I think, till polls close here in California.
Yep. California will go blue.
Oh yeah, we'll go blue
for sure. Hawaii will go blue. Alaska will go red. New Mexico most likely, I think, will go.
New Mexico went blue.
She won.
Okay. She won New Mexico.
It's only three, and Arizona too. I think is red though. Right.
Usually.
Yeah, it's usually red.
Yeah. Got McCain over there.
That's true.
The McCain votes.
McCain and what's the Jan Brewster? She's a piece of work.
Hillary won Virginia.
She won Virginia.
She just won 13.
All right.
So where is it now? One.
Give me 1 second.
All right. So when you guys are hearing this next week,
you'll know exactly where we were.
Be like, no, she didn't win Florida, you idiot.
To those of you that got home and voted right after work. We are on beer two, so that's where in the night we are. So it's still early. it's still real early.
With the time change, though, it feels a lot later.
Oh, dude, that's killing me.
It's killing me, too.
I woke up today in a fucking panic thinking I was late for work because the sun was, like, up at, like, 6:15 in the morning. I was like, oh, I am late.
I drove here. I got here at 5:45, and I thought, shit, I'm really late. Yes. We got them all, right?
We got them all.
Yeah.
Look at that. I didn't think we would.
We covered a ton. Drugs.
Well, I didn't want to talk about Prop 55, which I thought was a good prop.
Let's do that.
That actually just talks about...
Bring it up.
It's about education. It's just creating bonds for education.
Oh, that sounds so preachy.
I know.
But I'm okay with it. I think I voted for that one.
Yeah, but... No.
My mom was a teacher for 30-something years, and I asked her about all the education ones. And there's another one about English speaking.
Oh, there's the English speaking one.
There's
the prescription one.
I did vote on 55.
Yeah, 55 was
I voted
a pretty
no.
clear-cut one. You voted no.
I voted no. I did.
Oh, I'm going to kill you now.
Well, he just canceled out our two votes.
That's right.
Because it needs two-thirds.
That's why we can kill him.
Yeah. A lot of the money doesn't go towards actual progress. It just pays off old debt.
Well, but I'm okay with that, too.
That's all right.
We got to pay off debt.
All right.
I got to pay my credit card bills.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. But debt is racked up with people misappropriating and mishandling money that we already voted on to spend in the first place. So if we have to pay for someone else's mess up already, why are we going to possibly put ourselves in a mess up to where they're going to have to pay for it twice?
I just know that all the teachers' unions were for it, including my mom, who I kind of trust.
Sure.
And the people that were against it were a lot of politicians.
My mom works for the school district too, so yeah. I mean, yeah, she did. She has for almost 30 years. She retires.
Yeah.
She retires actually next month.
Nice.
Yeah, good for
congratulations
her.
To Mrs. BJ.
Yeah.
Mama BJ.
Mama BJ. There you go. That's a little
Mrs. Less. BJ is a few, or Mister. You never know.
Yeah.
It's up for
the
debate.
The next hours are deciding.
Unless when Trump gets elected, you ain't marrying no man. Sorry, Tim.
Yeah, that's going to be reversed.
Yeah. Look at him. He's not even
no,
smiling.
He's
in the zone.
It is
he's very worried.
Very dark time right now. I agree.
All right.
You guys, this might be our last podcast. He's going to nuke San Diego cuz we're so full of queers down here.
She can't get nukes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? Tim, are you okay with that?
I'm sorry.
Maybe better he didn't hear that. I don't want that to happen, though.
No.
Right?
But no, I don't want that either.
You're not into that?
No.
Matt, no on nuking San Diego?
No.
All right.
Then could he get the death penalty?
No.
Would they give it to Trump? The death penalty for nuking a city?
In his own country?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Who is he, Stalin or Pol Pot?
Could be. We don't know.
He's close.
He's up by he's up by 50 electoral votes right now. So,
how many votes does he have? 138.
Yeah. What's the count now?
No, he went up.
168 to 122.
All right. So
how was that?
40 something.
He needs less than 100. No, he need 100 and
270 to win.
102.
102.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Maybe we do need school bonds. Maybe we needed them about 20 years ago when it was focused on BJ's math. God damn you, Common Core. Can we end this on Common Core?
Common Core.
Boo.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to teach my son Common Core. That's That's for sure.
I can't even teach myself common sense.
I don't know it. I'm going to have to.
Speaking of common sense, you know what I did in the car 2 days ago? I was thinking about this podcast, and I was all excited. And I was like, you know what, man? I was like, I realized that we haven't had a new guest on in a while. A lot of them have been repeat guests. So I was like super excited. I was like, oh, we got to get a new guest on. And I was like, I can't wait till we do because I'm going to put together some questions.
Shoot.
And I fucking didn't.
Well.
To any of you longtime listeners from 6 months ago, right. We used to do In the Spotlight.
Our buddy in Ghana.
Oh, yeah, he's still around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do In the Spotlight questions.
Well, next time we'll have to get met. I feel like we covered enough hot topics.
Yeah, there was some stuff. We got
Porn stars. Yeah. What else did we do? Second Amendment.
Yeah.
There's some pretty... abortion. So we didn't talk about... Can we throw abortion in there?
Abortion.
Sure. How do you feel about abortion, Matt?
I think it should be legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, too.
I'd have one if I was a seahorse.
Bree, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your body, okay?
She took Colorado.
Yeah. Good.
Hillary took Colorado. Hmm. Okay. Bree, what you do with your body is none of my goddamn business.
I'm aware.
Okay. Yeah, she is aware. She's got the yellow flower. She's got the white dress. She's a woman.
I feel that way as well, unless I'm the one that gets you pregnant. Then I feel like it's my responsibility to find some nearby coat hangers and stairs.
Whoa.
Just push you down the stairs.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just going to push you down the stairs right now. You understand? I tried to come out.
Can we do one more? All right, let's do one more sign off. Let's do one more dramatic scene.
Wait, can this be Vinny?
Is it Alan Alda?
I want Vin Scully to convince a woman to fall down some stairs.
Can I be like an old like an old debutante, like an old Southern Belle?
Sure,
do it.
Yeah,
do it. So wait, is Vin Scully the lover though?
Well, I don't know. What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you as a young Southern Belle that I am pregnant, and you have to convince me as Vin Scully to get an abortion.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, BJ McEvely and Matt Thompson.
Here we go.
Discussing abortion.
I don't even know if you're a Southern Belle.
And action. All right, cut.
I do declare.
Well, if you do declare anything, it's going to be on my taxes, young lady. Now, why is your belly so big?
Matthew. Yes. Sorry, Vin.
Oh, yes?
I just can't hold it in any longer.
Well, funny thing about you not being able to hold it in is because I couldn't either. Last night was the best night of my life.
Vin, I just got to tell you right now.
Yes?
I can't wait to tell you this. You're going to be so excited.
I'm sure I will.
Excited, Vin.
Well, what's your news?
I don't know if I can. I'm scared to tell Paul.
But did you say RuPaul or Paul?
Paul, my father.
Oh, your father. Well, your father is a son of
Vin, I'm pregnant.
Oh, damn. So what we're going to have to do is push you down this gigantic flight of stairs here. And hang on a sec. I just got a couple of coat hangers here. Now, just stay still. I've done this a couple of times before. Now, nobody's known about this. Funny thing about coat hangers, if you use the plastic ends, it doesn't hurt as much. Sometimes we just went too far.
What else can you use coat hangers for, Ben? Could you roast some hot dogs?
Oh, you can roast hot dogs and marshmallows and my career right now.
What kind of hot dogs, Vin?
What kind of hot dogs?
I was a brand of hot dog.
Well, of course.
Maybe Farmer John.
Farmer John, lean smoked sausage. When you want only the best, reach for Farmer John. We'll be back after this commercial break.
I think that's going to do it for us this week. I think that's going to do it for us.
That might do it for our career. Could be the last podcast
we do. Alan Alda as an old Civil War general.
Yeah.
And we have Vin Scully talking to a Southern debutante about getting an abortion with a coat hanger.
Yeah.
I think we've covered all the hot topics.
I think so.
I need a cup of coffee.
Who listens?
Yeah, are there people listening to
it? We got people that listen.
I don't think anyone's going to listen to this full thing.
This one is this kind of normally how it goes, or is it? It's great.
No,
I love it.
No. I mean, we don't really cover all of these.
We went from baseball
subjects,
to football to co-hanger abortions with Vin Scully to the propositions.
Right.
Trump is president.
That's election night, baby.
Yeah, that's election night. We covered a lot, you guys.
That's what we do.
All right, bring it in. There we go. Right.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We just 20% come up with 2-3 bullet points and run with it. And run with it, we did.
I can't wait till next week for the next election.
All right, next week coming up, we will be doing a live broadcast from
Toronto, Canada.
Well, we've all moved.
Yeah.
Natalie, we're coming for you.
All right, guys. That was fun, dude. Maddie.
That was great.
I knew I was waiting for the right time for you to come on, and this is it, dude. This is fun.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys. It was so much fun. I really
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, guys, for listening to Laugh Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McKinley.
Mike Bissett.
And we're going to go and see if the rest of this country and world is going to burn to shit.
Good luck, everybody.
Have a good week. Bye.